shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Philistines come along, they steal this box, they put it in their temple, and their temple god, his name is Dagon. Dagon. Somebody say Dagon. If you say it in Florida, it's Dagon. If you say it anywhere else, it's Dagon. You call it whatever you like. So anyway, they take this Ark of this Covenant, they put it in the temple of Dagon, and they thought, well, now we're going to defeat the children of Israel, because the children of Israel, they don't have their presence anymore. They don't have their Ark anymore, so if they ain't got no presence, they ain't got no power, now we're going to defeat them. Amen? And they put this Ark of the Covenant in there, and they put it right in front of the statue of Dagon. And Dagon is there, and they leave, and they walk out the door, and they shut the door. And they think, well, we're going to make the presence of God subject to our God. That's what we're going to do. And they left and they went home. So here was this god called Dagon in there, and the Philistines went home. And when they came back later, they opened up the door, and their stone idol called Dagon had fallen down and could not get up. Didn't have a little life alert on there or nothing. Had fallen down and could not get up. And the priest of Dagon came in and said, "Dagon, what is going on in here?" So not being too smart, they sort of, sometimes like church folks believe that they can mix God with other idols in their life that they're worshiping, and they just prop this idol back up right in front of the Ark of the Covenant, and they go home again. But how many of you understand something this morning? The presence of God will never bow to the things in our life. I just dropped an A-bomb on some of you. You didn't even catch it. I said the presence of God will never bow to some of the things that you want to hold on to in your life. My God. He'll never bow to all the stuff that we worship. He alone is God, and He alone wants to be worshipped. God will not share you with anything or anyone. You say, well, I worship my wife. Well, you better stop. She's a gift from God. You need to worship God and thank God for your wife. So the Philistine priests come back the next day, and they say, well, let's go check on this thing. And they walk in there, and they open up the door. And not only was Dagon falling down in front of the Ark of the Covenant again, but his head was cut off and his hands were cut off. Lost his head. Well, that's a powerful God them Philistines got, don't you think? And one Philistine priest that had enough sense to realize what was going on, going, hey, we better get rid of this thing. Because if we don't get rid of this thing, it ain't going to be Dagon the only one missing the head. So they take this Ark of the Covenant, and they put it on a cart with two milk cows, and they cut them loose and hit the milk cow with a whip and cut them loose. And the milk cow, by the Holy Ghost, goes all the way back to Jerusalem. Boy, I tell you, that's a sad day when some cows got more discernment than some folks, don't it? You know what that tells me? Even a dumb cow can discern the Holy Ghost. So watch this. They see the Ark of the Covenant coming, and they took it, and they said, oh, thank God, the Ark of the Covenant is back. But they didn't do anything with it. They just took the milk cart, and they took the Ark of the Covenant, and they took it to a guy's house named Abinadab, and they put it in his house. And the Bible says that while the Ark of the Covenant stayed at Abinadab's house for nearly 20 years, Abinadab was blessed. He was overflowing and blessed. Amen? Now listen to me. This Ark of the Covenant stayed at Abinadab's house the whole time that Saul was king. Think about that. You know what that means? That means that King Saul never, ever pursued the presence of God. He left it there where he thought it was safe. He never returned it back to Moses' tabernacle. He left it right there at Abinadab's house. He never wanted to bring it back into the city of Jerusalem. He left it right there. He never pursued the presence of God. He never went after God. He was content to have his position. He was the king. He was content to have his prestige. He was royalty. He was content to have popularity. Everybody there honored Saul. But he was also content to be without the presence of God. Listen, folks. We can find ourselves living in a place where we're just content to be without the presence of God. We can call ourselves believers and call ourselves Christians and go to church on Sunday and show up on Wednesday and just be content and never live our life with the presence of God. You know, it's easy to do church like that. It's easy to have a church that has prestige and position in the city and have popularity and never be a church that doesn't want the presence of God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, can I just say this to you this morning? That this house, Truth Church, is made up of people that are committed not to just being popular, not to just having prestige, not to just being an influence in the city and being an influencer, not just trying to make a name for ourselves, but this church, this house, is committed to the presence of God. We are seekers of God. We are worshipers of God. We are people that go after God. That's this church, amen? And I'm not talking about just the seed of Abraham. I'm talking about the seed of David. Listen, stuff will come and go in your life. People will come and go in this church. People with talents and people with gifts will come and go. But I want to be clear with you this morning. We cannot live in this house without the presence of God. His presence must be in this house. Watch this. In the book of Exodus chapter 33, Moses gets to a point where God is just frustrated with the people because of their disobedience. And God says to Moses, he said, just go ahead to the promised land. I'll send some angels with you, but I'm not going to go with you. I'm not going. I'll send an angel. You'll get there. You'll be fine. You'll still get your promise. The children of Israel still have it. And the Bible says that Moses stood up and he looked at God and he said, listen to me, God. If you don't go, we ain't going. Send all the angels you want to. If you don't go, we ain't going. In other words, I am not content to get my business successful and not have God here. I'm not just after a happy marriage without God. I'm not just after some success financially without God. I'm not just trying to raise some good kids without God. God, if you don't go, I'm not going. And here's what he said. He said, Father, how will the rest of the world distinguish us from all the other people of the earth if you don't go?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. How many know the presence of God is the distinguishing factor of your Christian walk? That's what separates you from every Muslim in the world, from every Hindu in the world, from every New Ager in the world, from every humanist. Come on, somebody. It is the presence of God in your life. I believe God wants us to be successful. I do. And how many know there are successful people in the world today, but they don't have the presence of God? They don't have the presence of God. There are people that have money and have finances, but they don't have the presence of God. Their life is empty and hopeless and aimless. I mean, when you check out of this life, you're going out the way you came in, naked as a jaybird. You can't take nothing with you. Well, that's not necessarily true. You can take the presence of God with you. I believe God wants you to be healthy and happy and successful and have a life of significance. There's a lot of happy, healthy people in the world that don't know the presence of God. So you know what that means? That means that God cannot be served for his stuff. There's a lot of people serving God for his stuff. He has to be served because he's God. That's what makes me different as a believer. It's the presence of God. People need to say, man, when you came in here, I don't know what it was, but the atmosphere changed when you walked into the room. Isn't that a cool thing for somebody to say that about you? And I was feeling kind of low, but then you came. There's something about you. I just love being around you. I love to hang out with you. That's presence, guys. That's the presence of God. And that's what made David's tabernacle so important. Because David said, we can't live without his presence. 1 Chronicles 15:1 said, and David prepared a place for the ark of God. Somebody say, David prepared a place for the ark of God. In other words, he prepared a place for the presence of God. He pitched a tent for it. Watch this. In Moses' day, the ark dwelled in a three-room tabernacle. The way they designed it, there was an outer court. Then there was another section that had a bunch of veils and a bunch of doors. And then there was the inner court. And then inside of the inner court, there was another canopy, a tent, that sat over the Ark of the Covenant, and it was called the Holy of Holies. And only the priest could go in there once a year and offer up sacrifice for the sins of the nation. Only the priest could go in there one time a year and see the presence of God and seek the mercy of God for everybody. Now watch this. Remember David's life? David wasn't always a little church kid. You know that, right? David had some issues. David didn't always do everything right. But David said, I'm going after the presence and I'm bringing it to Jerusalem. I'm not taking it to Moses' tabernacle down in Gibeon. I'm bringing it here. I mean, that tabernacle with the three different tents that Moses had built and established was in Gibeah. David said, I'm not sending it back there to that outer court, inner court, holy of holies place. I'm bringing it to Jerusalem, and I'm not going to put it there. I'm taking it here to a hill called Zion. Somebody say Zion. I mean, you know, the word Zion means the place of praise. My God. He said, I'm taking it to Zion. I'm going to take it to a hill right here in Jerusalem, and this is what I'm going to do. Rather than hide this ark behind a tent, behind curtains, I want y'all to build a tent over the ark, and then I want you to roll up the sides of that ark so that everybody in the city of Jerusalem, no matter how far down the hill they are, they can look from every direction of the city and see the Ark of the Covenant. They can see the presence of God sitting on Mount Zion. I don't know if you've ever been to Israel or not, but how many know anywhere in the city of Jerusalem you can see Mount Zion? You can see it. And David put the Ark of the Covenant right on top of that holy mountain. And he said, here's what I want people to be able to do. I want them to be able to lift up their eyes from the most desperate, from the most hard place, from the most pitiful place of their life. I want them to be able to look up at any place in this city and see God. He will not be hidden from the people. That's where that scripture comes from. Let them look to the hills of the Lord from whence their help comes. He's talking about the hill of Zion. He said, I want them to be able to see the mercy seat of God. I want them, that when they get it to a place where they don't feel like they can make it, to see that God is right there with them. That they got a reason to get up in the morning. That they got a reason to keep on going. That when they don't feel like living, when they feel like giving up, when life is given out more than they can handle, when life is dished out more than they can take, I want them to know that there's a reason to live. That God is on His holy mountain and the presence of God is within eyesight. There's a place that we've got to come to in our understanding that we know we cannot live without the presence of God. Watch this. It's a prepared place. David prepared a place. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to prepare a place for God inside of our hearts, inside of this house, inside of your houses at home. It has to be a prepared place. So how many of you know that means when we worship God, we worship with intention. We don't come in and aimlessly worship God. We worship God because we are preparing a place for His presence. That presence that brings victory in our lives. Don't miss this, y'all. David was a worshiper by intention. How many know there's no accidental worshipers? You don't just stumble into it. It takes faith to worship. It takes faith to lift up your hands. It takes faith to dance. It takes faith to shout. That's the reason why most people don't do it. They're afraid somebody's looking at them. Or what are they going to think? Or I feel like a fool and I don't know about all that. I believe God, but I'm just going to. We don't have any problem shouting when our football team makes a touchdown. Well, how many know when we develop and we create an atmosphere for His presence, we are scoring touchdowns for the kingdom of God. And that's a reason to shout. Well, anybody can praise the Lord after you score. Anybody can praise the Lord after you get the winning shot. Well, you hear sinners on Super Bowl Sunday standing around with a Budweiser in their hand and their team scores. You'll hear a sinner go, hallelujah! I mean, they'll use that exact word, won't they? Hallelujah! So what are you hallelujah? But we scored a touchdown. Yeah, come on. Well, I want to know who's saying hallelujah and who's saying praise the Lord after they miss the winning shot, after they don't get the touchdown, after all hell's broken loose in their life, after things didn't go the way they wanted to. I want to know who's praising God in the midst of some of the toughest things going on in their life, and they haven't lost their joy and they haven't lost their shout. They're worshiping because they know the power of the presence of God. Who is it that will look to Zion today? Will you be the generation that will look to God's holy mountain and begin to worship and praise Him and bring the presence of God back to a place in your life where we declare that the kingdom of God is advancing on this generation and the next? Will you? Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most serious subject of your life. what I'm talking to you about this morning, there is nothing more important that will ever pertain to your life than what I'm speaking about to you today. Not what you're eating today, not what school your kids are going to, not what your future holds, not what your bank account says, but what I'm telling you today is the most serious, most important thing of your life. God doesn't want you to be a Christian and live your Christian walk getting the mess kicked out of you all the time. He has called you to be victorious, to be overcomers, to learn how to stand up in the middle of everything and declare His kingdom. But most of all, God has called you to be a worshiper. And don't you ever forget it this morning. It's the praise and worship of His people that bring the presence of God. God has for you a plan. It is a scripted plan for your life. That one thing that David said that I will seek, it's the one thing Paul talked about, the one thing. This is the one thing that's most important for your life. Listen, folks, this life passes by. You're going to die. I'm not trying to sound cryptic. You're going to die. Every human being tastes death. What you do between the time that you come out of your mother's womb to the time that you taste death determines where you do eternity. And it determines the victory that you live in while you're here. You can come out of your mother's womb and live all the days of your life till the day you take your last breath and have a miserable existence on this earth. Or you can become a worshiper of God and live the life that God planned for you while you're here. Listen, it's not an easy life, but it's an abundant life. It's not a life where you just kick back and relax and take it easy. But it's a life that's thrilling and exciting. It holds challenges. It's a life that's full of opportunity to be made into that very thing that God's calling you to. And it starts with becoming worshipers. When we come into this house, man, we ought to come into this house ready to worship God. My heart for this house and my heart for you this morning is that you live the very best life possible. That you live the very best life possible. One of the hardest things for a pastor, I think for any pastor, is to get up and preach week after week after week and see people struggle for years never living the best life possible. But that's God's heart for you. That's His heart for you. That's why we can worship Jesus on the 10th anniversary of one of the most horrible days of our lives as a nation. Because we know where our help comes from. Come on, let's bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for the truth of Your Word. Father, I thank You, God, that You're on Your throne. And that You're seeking us as we seek to worship You. Lord, I pray for every believer in this house, God, that You call them to a deeper walk, a deeper understanding, a deeper place with You. God, that they begin to live and understand the life of abundance that You have for them. Lord, that they know what purpose is. And Lord, realize that they have a destiny in You. Lord, that we don't live our life instinctually. We live it according to Your will. I declare that in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We
hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Thank you.